Good day to you, brothers and sisters. I pray that you are doing well today. And I hope that you remember, as soon as God opens your eyes every day, to remember that God is great each and every day, each and every way. And it is only the evil, Luciferian, psychopath criminals that do the bad in the world. It's not God. It's definitely not God. It is those who oppose God and carry the spirit of the great deceiver with them. I heard this recent message that was from an older event that happened, but it has to do with a guy that I remember watching as a child on Sundays afternoons, as me and my dad used to watch football games. The guy's name is Darryl Green, and he was a prolific cornerback defensive player for the Washington Redskins. And you have to hear this message. And if this doesn't get you to consider your faith in Jesus Christ, we still pray for you and want you to know that God loves you. Get to know Jesus Christ, as he will change your life. I promise you that. I am a walking testimony of it. It's only through the grace of God that I am the person that I am today. But it's not about me, because all glory is to our Heavenly Father, God Almighty. And we praise his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Thank you for knowing me. I love you so much and am so thankful. Hallelujah. I hope you get something out of this message, brothers and sisters. And all we ever ask is to share neo420.com, neo420.com. We're not necessarily promoting cannabis and that counterculture lifestyle. What we are promoting is the alternative medicinal therapeutic benefits of cannabis and hemp. And we're trying to educate everybody, so we look at this for what it is. But as propagandists got out here after the coup d'etat November 2020, when our country was legitimately stolen from us and the shadow government went into motion, stealing and removing our president-elect Donald J. Trump from office, then we know from that point, and actually it started back in 2016, as soon as the deep state started putting out all the propaganda against President Trump. But we, the people of these United States of Constitutional Republic, see it, we understand it, and we are moving to correct it, as that's what we are to do, is our patriotic duty. So brothers and sisters, share Neo420 far and wide, as we have over 1,000 podcasts, 250 video channel reports, so much imagery, so many photos, so much content on the news channel. It's all worth it. So we just need you to share it far and wide so other brothers and sisters will know what's going on. We love you. We hope you have a great rest of the day and hope you receive the blessing that this message is intended. We love you. God be with you.
After winning the Bot Star Award in 1997, Darryl Green gave one of the most, if not the most, powerful testimony about Jesus Christ and the gospel that an NFL player has ever given.
But to Jesus Christ be all of the glory and the honor and the praise and the dominion and the power, and everything else be to his name. To his name alone. I'm super honored. I really would just love to just hide. And I say that because I really want to give Jesus the glory. Folks, football is great, and all that we do in this world. people need to know about Jesus Christ. If you're out there and you're looking and you said, man, that Daryl Green, number 28. It's Jesus Christ and him crucified. And many of us, many of you out here, many who will see this or hear this, are lost. People are lost and they're dying every day, and it doesn't mean a thing to us. And many of us, we come and we recognize as football players, people are dying every day. And I don't mean just physical death. People are separated. Many of you are separated from Jesus Christ. You'll never know him. Some people will be eternally separated from God. God has chosen to allow me to play a game called football. It's a game. I did it in the street as a little boy. But now it's one of the biggest things in the world as far as man is concerned. And to be able to take that little kid's game, the foolish things of this world, and glorify Jesus Christ, that's what it's all about. That's the bottom line. And I don't want to receive honor and glory to me. I thank God. I'm not doing anything. There's still people in my family and people in our streets and in our neighborhoods who need to know Jesus Christ. And we as God's people, we need to stand up. Now let me say, everything begins. They say that a man who has character and exemplifies character on the field, off the field, and in the community, it first starts with the cross. I recognize that though the world, I'm a good kid. Well, I'm 37 next month. I never drank the beer in my life, smoked cigarettes, did drugs. When we judge ourselves by ourselves, that's an A. When I came to know Jesus Christ and recognize, and when I judge myself by ourselves, man, I'm lost. And I recognized in college that I was separated from the Lord, that I danced to my own music and to the music of the world. And I asked Jesus Christ, I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Forgive me. The people in the book of Acts, the Bible says that they realized that they killed Jesus Christ, they crucified him. And the Bible said it was cut in their hearts, and they said, I'm sorry. Can you imagine? You realize today that you've done your own thing, and God really is real. Jesus Christ really did come from heaven, lived and suffered and died at your hands. And the Father did raise him from the dead, and he's going to have the last word. Well, I was there. I asked Jesus to come into my life. So how can you say he's got character in his home and on the field? It starts at the cross. But after it goes from the cross, if you have to be disciple, I have to know how to walk this walk. I have a friend who's here. Pastor Brett Fuller right here. Somebody have to help you, teach you how to live this life. So many of you are businessmen. Well, I'm a businessman. I'm a football player. And sometimes we have opportunities to go to different cities and play. I'm a free agent right now. And to say this, I lose all my bargaining power, if you would. But God told me to stay in Washington, D.C. He told me years ago, and could have made millions of dollars years ago. God told me to stay in Washington, D.C. As a disciple, the Bible says that the sons of God are those who are led by his spirit. If you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to have to know what he says. Jesus said, lead me not into temptation. That implies that we're going to follow him. And when you walk with God's people and you follow God's word, you can find out, God, should I go play for the Denver Broncos? It looks good and the money is good. God said, no. I said, yes, sir. God, should I buy this house? God
God says yes, God says no. You businessman, I was once $500,000 in debt. And the people say, fine, go bankrupt. God, what do you say about that? God says, son, owe no man nothing but to love him. Pay your debts. I'm talking about being a disciple. It starts at the cross, and it starts at a commitment to God and his people to be a disciple, to learn how to follow him. And then from that, the Bible says, when the Holy Spirit comes, you'll be a witness. And when you're filled with God's Spirit, you'll go out and there'll be a learning center. And there'll be giving, and there'll be serving, and there'll be loving. But it's not you. The cross, discipleship, the Holy Spirit. God is looking for people. He said his eyes run to and fro throughout the earth, looking for a man whose heart is completely his. And he will show himself strong in that man on behalf of the people. So, folks, I appreciate it. I honor those who are here with me, the Athletes in Action Association, and all of the people. But as I said in the offset, I wish I could hide, because I don't want to be in the way. I don't want to be even a shadow in the way of the light of Christ shining on this dark world. And so I thank you so much. I appreciate it. But to Jesus Christ be all of the glory and the honor and the praise and the dominion and the power and everything else be to his name and to his name alone. Thank you so much.
Says in Matthew 16 verse 26, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Would you rather gain all the money in the world, own the largest companies in the world, the sports, music, and movie industries? Would you rather be the richest man in the world and have no part with Christ? Or would you rather Christ be your greatest portion? I want to leave you with this final question, my friend. Do you know Jesus Christ today? Or rather, does Jesus Christ know you?
And the difference is not human intellect. The difference is the cross. The difference is the supernatural work of God in the heart of the sinner that allows him to see the beauty and the glory of the cross. See that that is our only hope. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So to those who are working and straining and wrestling to earn the favor of God, be still and know that he is God. Jesus says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. To those of you who think that you're so wise that you don't need God, repent. Acknowledge the folly of your dependence on human wisdom and flee to Christ. To all under the sound of my voice, Christ is our only hope. Be found in him and live.